Now, KQEN News Time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And this afternoon, a conversation with Juliet Blanches from Blue Zones Project Umpqua. We talked not that far back, but Blue Zones has achieved something you've been working on for quite a while. Tell us about it.
Yes. So in 2017, around May, our community came together to look for ways for us to find something positive to identify with, to make a shift in our culture around well-being, and adopted the Blue Zones Project model based on those longevity hotspots, those places around the world where people are living the longest, healthiest lives. Now, a little over 3 years later, after lots of hard work with the local team, community partners, our various committees and structures, our volunteers, we have reached a very special designation. We are now a Blue Zones certified community.
So what does that mean?
So there's a little shift there in terminology. We have been a Blue Zones Project demonstration community. So we are demonstrating the work that is possible, the outcomes that are possible when you adopt some of these well-being best practices from those longevity hotspots, the same practices that 50 communities around North America are also doing. And after meeting some very strict criteria and actually excelling beyond those, really doing a great job in our community, we've reached this designation. So that means we've reached some various thresholds and different metrics that I can share with you.
Yeah, I'm curious. And it's interesting to note as well, because people have kind of gotten used to hearing about it and people participating. But when you say 50, just 50 communities in the whole country have done this.
50 communities around North America have adopted these well-being best practices, have become Blue Zones Project demonstration communities, but only a handful have become certified. So have made it through enough well-being best practices, adopting these various policies, working with different organizations to get them to the level of being Blue Zones Project approved, the criteria of engaging a certain amount of the percentage of the population in the project. Only a handful have actually completed that. And we actually did it relatively quickly. We're the only community out of the phase two communities to become certified. We are the second in Oregon. Congratulations to Klamath Falls, who was just certified a few months ago, back in late 2020. So not a lot of communities have reached this designation. It's really something that we should feel proud of. And I think has met that goal of finding something that we can positively identify with, but also is really transforming lives here locally.
So tell us more about some of the data.
So we have partnered with about 74 organizations across the community. We have 16 restaurants now that are now making healthy options more available for their customers. We have 3 grocery stores that are stocking more healthy items and making them easier to find. 10 schools that are improving well-being through school gardens, walking school buses, healthy celebrations, kids in the kitchen, cooking classes, walk and bike to school days. Saw 2,000 participants, 420 students participating in bicycle safety education, 36 work sites that are implementing or expanding their employee well-being policies, 9 faith-based organizations that have registered to make healthy choices easier for their congregants, and of course, 7,000 people that have engaged with a project. And that doesn't mean they just stopped by our office to say hi. That means they either volunteered with us or attended a purpose workshop or participated in cooking and gardening activities or signed a personal pledge to live longer. About 5,000 people in our community have done that. About 500 people have participated in a MOAI, those small groups that meet for 10 weeks to either walk or enjoy a plant slant potluck or explore purpose together. So real engagement, right? That's not just a handshake. There's commitment and investment in there that we hope is a lasting and long-term intervention. On top of that, we have all of our policy areas. We have 19 well-being policies that are being implemented at the local level. Just a few highlights of that are our VeggieRx produce prescription program, the Outpost mobile food center that now brings the food pantry out to rural populations that haven't had access to basic food. We've done traffic calming infrastructure with buffered bike lanes and sidewalks now being built down in Green Elementary, which is a very needy area. lots of stuff that have happened. And what does that result in? Like, what does that actually look like in the people in our community? We see that there's a 22% reduction in poor nutrition. There's an 8% increase in exercise. There's a 24% improvement in quality of life evaluation, which you probably wonder, how do you evaluate that? But we actually, through our annual surveys, right, we've asked that question to find out how people would rate themselves. So this is what that actually looks like in the community.
It's interesting to note as well that you achieved this even after the last few months of having to shift and not being able to do a lot of things that probably would have made the process actually go faster.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was definitely a pivot along with all the other organizations, you know, around the world. I'm sure we have had to look at ways that we can continue to support well-being and really not lose momentum. And honestly, I think now in some ways more than ever, it's so important. People need that support because they're removed from their social networks. They're not getting the prompts that they may get when they're out in the world to move more, connecting with friends, right? So it's been a challenge for us, but I'm really proud of the work that's happening right now, and we'll definitely love to share what we have coming up for folks to participate in.
And what are, you know, when you look at the impact over the last 3 years, I mean, you come in, you bring in an idea that probably most people had barely or never heard of, mm-hmm. but a lot of people are like, yeah, okay, great. There's another, you know, this will last a month,
yeah.
You know, because a lot of people, especially at the start of the year, and we're not that far from that right now, a lot of times people have these great intentions of, all right, this year I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And,
yeah.
And it falls apart pretty rapidly. And then
yeah.
they're back, you know, later going, what happened? And one of the aspects here is rolling out something that hit people in multiple areas of their life, not just one or two.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of Blue Zones Project. Something that I really love about it is it's not just a diet and exercise program. Of course, those things are important, but we have to touch on some of those other elements of a person's whole health, whole well-being. Things like waking up and living a life on purpose, we like to say, every day, right? Connecting with your social network. I keep saying that. That's the foundation of well-being there, right? Having people in your life that support you in being healthy. Participating in your faith-based organization. Blue Zones Project research shows that when you immerse in your faith-based organization, meaning you are participating 4 times a month or more, you can actually add another 7 good years to your life. So things like that aren't in addition to taking care of the physical body, right? There's also the mental well-being, the spiritual well-being. And in that way, I think that there's something for everyone to glom onto, right? Or to feel, to identify with, to adopt or explore. You may not feel like, I'm not really ready to fix up my bike and start biking to work every day, but you know what? I'm going to set a weekly happy hour with friends and do that so that I can invest in those relationships. And absolutely, I agree with folks that were skeptical in the beginning. There's one and done programs presented all the time that are passing. I hope people can feel really good about seeing the work and outcomes that have happened in just a few short years. Very powerful outcomes in just a few years of intervention, and that folks can feel, you know, I don't know that Blue Zones Project will be here around here forever. The community is slowly sort of adopting the work that's happening, but I don't think that's the point of it, right? The point is that we see a shift in the culture of well-being, and that's absolutely happening.
And when you look at society, whether it's Roseburg, the nation, other places over time, you back up and just look at different steps. I was doing another interview earlier this week. We were talking about Larry King, who passed away a few days ago, mm-hmm. noted radio and television personality for decades. And the person I was interviewing, also a national host, Jim Bohannon, was talking about, you know, working back in the 80s when you smoked on television doing, you know, and Johnny yeah. Carson and all those people. And, yeah. and, you know, if somebody tried to do that now, everybody just look at you and go, what are you thinking? But yet that was the norm back
right.
then.
Right. And that's such a good example because there are things that we're still doing right now, right, that are just considered normal that aren't supportive of our longevity, of our well-being, of our happiness. So that's a really great example, right? We've been through that. We've been through that with tobacco use and smoking, and we're looking to see how about what still remains, right, that are some of those unhealthy practices that are normalized that we can start to kind of reevaluate and look at for ourselves. And I think the beauty of Blue Zones Project is really just adding choice where there hasn't been choice before. So, you know, in some cases, there's certain things available, but there's no healthy choice. The healthy choice is not the easy choice. So that's a big part of Blue Zones Project's work.
Going to take a break. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. Later, KQEN Local Talk at 4. Mike Winters, the Commissioner of Dirt, on this afternoon. Juliet Plenches from Blue Zones Project Umpqua talking about the certification process about Douglas County. I guess you kind of frame it as the Umpqua Valley, right, now being a Blue Zone certified community?
Yeah, so we adopted that name because we really wanted to represent the heritage of this region. UCC was also a big part of bringing Blue Zones Project here. You know, of course, the motivation for bringing Blue Zones Project here dates all the way back to the shooting that we had out at UCC, and leaders really coming together to look for something, again, that's inspiring, that we can make a shift in our, you know, in our well-being mentally, I think, across the community. And so, yeah, we adopted that name to really kind of represent all of those beautiful things that we have here locally.
Now, I know you are planning some kind of celebration, but it's going to be different than what an event planner would normally do, I guess.
Yeah, unfortunately, it will be virtual, and I know that's not quite as fun. It's not that high-touch experience that Blue Zones Project likes to offer, but we're doing our best to make it fun. We really hope folks will attend. It's launching on Monday, February 22nd. That's February 22nd, 21, so 2/22/21, and we're starting at 6:22 p.m. So we hope that that little alliteration will make it easier for folks to remember. But we're gonna be hosting it on Zoom, inviting people to attend. We'll also be doing it on Facebook Live simultaneously. So if you don't have a Zoom account and that's too overwhelming for you, don't worry, you're invited as well, and you can just jump on our Facebook page. You can register through our Facebook page. Some of the things that we're gonna be doing, we're gonna be inviting the team to just share some of their favorite highlights from the last 3 years and what they're most looking forward to looking ahead. They're going to be sitting at different areas around the community that have been positively impacted by the project to be able to just kind of do a little demonstration live of some of the work that's happened. We'll be doing lots of prize giveaways. We're going to have a Power 9 gift basket that we'll be giving away based on the attendance that's there. But it's also going to be launching 9 days of geocache. So for folks that aren't familiar, it's kind of like a fun outdoor scavenger hunt. Well, we'll have prizes stashed in different locations around Douglas County. We'll be putting out clues on our Facebook page every day, and folks will have 24 hours to find the prize. First person that does, we ask them to take a little selfie with the prize and post it on Facebook so that others can see that that one's done. So we'll be doing that for 9 days. We'll also be relaunching our restaurant passport, always trying to look for ways to support local businesses with our work. So the restaurant passport encourages folks to go around to the various Blue Zones Project approved restaurants, get a stamp, and then be entered to win cool prizes. Folks will also be invited to get a free t-shirt if they don't have one yet, so they can rep their pride for being a Blue Zone certified community and living in a place where well-being is a priority. So lots of different fun things, really trying to make it fun and engaging. So we hope that folks will stop by. It'll just be an hour. Again, that's 2/22/21 at 6:22 p.m.
I'm confused. So for doing it, then, is it actually going to be a live presentation, or do you have segments that are, you know, essentially going to be on PowerPoint from these different places?
It's essentially going to be live, but we will be sharing some videos. We're also going to be having some local testimonies that we are producing right now, some of our favorite testimonies from around the community. We've also produced some very nice videos about the work that has happened across our organization, so we'll be showing a few of those. But apart from that, it'll be happening live.
And then once it's there, though, it's captured and people can watch it in the future, right?
Yes, folks can watch it. The recording will be posted on our Facebook page, our YouTube page. We'll send it out in our email bulletin if you're a recipient of those. So, yeah, will be lots of opportunities to check it out. But you won't be entered to win the Power 9 gift basket unless you are present on the call that day.
All right. Well, and we'll remind you about that before we get done. When you look at some of the things down the road, what are things that, you know, maybe upcoming classes, virtual or whatever, but other things that you kind of want to see Blue Zones achieve?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been so grateful to secure funding from our local funders. So we are able to retain at least a portion of our staff going forward. Some of you may know that we have changed offices. We're now at 556 Southeast Jackson Street, which is two doors down from our former office, so not too far hard to find. Normally, we'd be inviting everyone over to participate in a big, you know, new office warming and friends at five kind of thing. But of course, we can't do that right now. As soon as we can, we absolutely will be inviting folks to come and see the new place and just really feel that this is accessible to everyone. That's such an important part of this community well-being initiative. To kick off the new phase of work, the Blue Zones Built Environment Committee has secured over $2.2 million in funds through the Safe Routes to School initiative to expand staff and programming and improve pedestrian and bike friendly infrastructure. We're creating a Pine Alley waterfront overlay and have developed a wayfinding marquee project. A small portion of that has already been erected there at Stewart Park and over at the Duck Pond. So there will be more of that to come. So that's in our built environment policy area. We've made some really great headway in our tobacco policy and, of course, lots of things always happening with food policy. Our VeggieRx program is expanding. We just finished a food hub study that's multi-regional and are partnering to just expand some of the needs address some of the needs of our local producers here in the area and really support our local farmers. So those are some of the things that are happening there. We're also really excited to be diving into some of our health equity, diversity, and inclusion work. We're seeing that was a need and a request from the worksite partners that we have and have really invested in developing some tools to be able to share out on the community. So really going through a lot of training and we'll be supporting that work across the community going forward. In terms of just events, we have a spring gardening workshop that's happening on Saturday, this Saturday at 12 p.m. That's virtual as well. You can find that on our Facebook page. We have a Wine at Five virtual trivia night. I hope that'll be a fun thing for folks to participate in. We have, our staff has been working really hard to make just a fun event for people to come and connect around. Of course, Blue Zone's research shows that a small glass of red wine high in polyphenols and antioxidants can be health promoting. So I invite people to participate in that. And then, of course, our certification event on February 22nd. Oh, there's always lots of events happening. So if you're not on Facebook, reach out to us and make sure you get on our email list. But if you are, check that out regularly because there's tons of events always happening that we're promoting there.
Now, you mentioned the wine thing. When is that coming up?
That is February 5th at 7 p.m. You're right. Wine at 5 virtual trivia night, Friday, February 5th at 7 p.m. Jump on, you know, Zoom, have your glass of wine, get your friends involved, and just enjoy a fun evening, right? We need a little fun in our lives, I think, at this point, after going through so much as a community over the last almost year at this point. So really trying to provide people an opportunity just to connect and enjoy their time together.
When you talk to folks around the community, what are some of the things you've heard in terms of specific changes in their life and how much maybe better they feel now?
Yeah. Gosh, one of my favorite testimonies is a gentleman. I guess I won't say his name just in case I haven't asked him if he's okay with that. But someone who works at a fast food restaurant locally and developed kidney disease. And it actually got to stage 4 kidney disease. And his story is really based around the impact that he experienced is really based around the work that we did at the downtown market, which is a convenience store on Jackson Street, where we added more fresh produce and really addressing the issue of Southeast Roseburg being a food desert, which means there's no access to fresh produce otherwise. Folks that live down there know there's no full service grocery store down there. So what we decided to do is work with the convenience store and offer fresh produce. So this gentleman who lives downtown, doesn't have access to his own vehicle, uses public transportation, was now able to utilize that produce and was doing that regularly. And this is incredible. And I know folks are going to find this hard to believe. It's incredible. He came by our office and told us that he has lost 80 pounds and has reversed his stage 4 kidney disease, and he attributes that to having access to fresh produce, which was formerly a food desert. And you got to realize, this is a guy that works in a fast food restaurant. He's not a person that has healthy choices surrounding him in his life. He's not immersed in that. He's got it really tough. So just a wonderful example of how having access and having making that healthy choice an easy choice can have an impact on an individual.
And again, remind people of when this celebration is coming up.
2/22/21 at 6:22 p.m. That's Monday, February 22nd, 6:22 p.m. Find all the details on our Facebook page.
And is that basically the best place to look for all the Blue Zones information locally?
It absolutely is at this point. We're developing a website right now where people can find information locally, but the Facebook page, Blue Zones Project Umpqua, is your go-to spot.
Julia Plenches, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.